Back in the early to mid-1900s, there was a somewhat nasty bug that made its way across the country. It apparently caused all sorts of injuries to people, especially women. Its common name? The jitterbug, better known as the dance craze that one dictionary described as a strenuously acrobatic dance consisting of a few standardized steps augmented by twirls, splits, and somersaults, and performed chiefly to boogie-woogie and swing. It's that notorious bug that helped establish the legal idea of negligent dancing. When news spread a few days ago that a woman in Chicago had filed a lawsuit complaining of negligent dancing, you'd think that the concept was brand new. But the idea that a dance partner or the owner of the dance floor can be negligent has been around a long time, way before a large portion of buttered asparagus found its way to the middle of a dance floor in Pennsylvania in 1967 and ended up on the bottoms of some fallen dancers. Most older negligence cases that involved dancing, like that one, focused on the condition of the floor. But a few addressed the condition of the dancers as they twirled, split, and somersaulted their way into legal history. There's even one case where a dancer faced criminal charges for what the state argued was particularly strenuous and violent movement to music. The court rejected the idea that any dancer should be held liable for criminal assault. Now, we don't know the precise facts of the Chicago cases yet, and we'll probably have to wait a while to find out what both sides have to say about what happened. But I can say this after reading jitterbug cases. It used to be that the one who was twirled sometimes fell, and the twirled fallen sometimes sued. And court opinions sometimes contained powerful anti-dancing language, like condemning the frantic act of fast and furious, rough and boisterous, wild jitterbug antics. Courts found themselves mighty protective of the gentler gender, despite assumption of the risk arguments that suggested that those who agreed to dance also agreed to the risk of injuries caused by dancing. Sure, courts didn't always rule in favor of the plaintiff. One court in the 50s ruled in the defendant's favor, but warned others to take heed that by doing so they weren't absolving jitterbugging of legal consequences or anything like that, lest people get the wrong idea. So whatever the facts in Chicago, lawyers on both sides will likely take a trip into the light, fantastic days of the jitterbug. We'll have to see if the judge sides with those past jurists who warned skeptically that dancers must not look only into the captivating eyes of their lovely partners, but ought to keep an eye out for injury as well. Or with those who agreed with the plaintiffs that dances like the sweet-sounding jitterbug can, in fact, be anything but. I'm Amy Guida.